Thanks for listening to English Go Podcast. To listen without advertisements or to read episode transcripts, visit englishgo.co.uk for more information.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I went on holiday recently, but I don't think I told you about it. I don't think I mentioned that I was going to go on holiday in one of the previous episodes. So today, I'll tell you about that holiday. So for a change, I didn't go to a Wetherspoons hotel. Instead, I went camping in Wales. I went to a place called Barmouth. And I was quite looking forward to going on this camping holiday because I do like camping. And I know I've said in a previous episode that the best, like one of the best cups of tea that you can have is after you've done something, you're outside and you've been doing something physical. So for example, you've gone camping and you've just finished putting up the tent, which is, you know, it's physical. It requires a lot of effort sometimes. And you've just sat down and the water has boiled and you make the first cup of tea. And that cup of tea tastes really, really good. So, yeah, I like sort of being outside. I like the outdoors and I like waking up in the morning and just being so outdoors and feeling like more of a connection with nature. Anyway, so I was looking forward to this short camping trip. It was only for 2 nights. Because we've been having so much good weather recently, and I enjoy camping, like I've said, but the one thing that I don't enjoy about camping is when the weather's bad. That is not fun at all, when either it's too rainy or it's too cold. I don't enjoy it then. And this is England, so it's often rainy and it's often cold. But we've been having so much good weather recently that I thought, finally, we're going to have like a sort of camping holiday where the weather is really good. And when that happens, it's really nice. Just a nice experience. You can leave all of the doors and windows open in the tent and just stay in there for the shade from the sunshine and just sit there in a t-shirt. And it's nice, really nice. So, looking at the weather forecast before we left, we found out that all of the nice weather was going away and that we were heading into some rain and some cold weather. Not really cold, sort of like 15 degrees cold. So not too bad, but I wouldn't be wearing a t-shirt in that weather unless I was running around or something. But like normally, I wouldn't be wearing a t-shirt. So we set off on the journey. I drove half of the way. My father drove the rest of the way, and we met up with my sister and her family. She has two boys, two young boys, and we went to see where they are staying because they were staying on the same campsite, but they were not camping. They had this like a small wooden hut, I think they called it a camping pod maybe, but it was. Camping pods are usually very small. This was like two or three times larger than a camping pod. So yeah, like a small wooden house, I guess. And it had a balcony and some really nice views. You could see the ocean, and you could see some mountains as well. Very impressive scenery. Anyway, we went to see where they were staying, and it was just like, I don't know, about like a 1 minute walk away from our where our tent was going to be, because it was actually a very small campsite. It's the smallest campsite I've ever been to. I think there was only there was like one camper van and one tent there before us, so almost nobody, just two, like, I don't know, two families. So we found out where our tent was going to be, like what spot we had to put it in, because they're all numbered, all of the pitches where the tents go, and started to put the tent up, and that went fine. Oh, there were two tents. I had a tent, my parents had a tent. Put both of those up, and that first cup of tea, that was a long, long, long time coming. because we were trying to boil the water. Normally, when we go camping, we have an electric hookup, which is like a pitch with electricity. So you can connect like an electric kettle and like an electric frying pan and electric heaters. Very important, electric heaters when you're camping in England, and electric lights, and you charge your phones and all that kind of stuff. We didn't have any of that. It was just like off the grid, no electricity, which is tricky to do. But anyway, so we're trying to boil this hot water on a gas stove.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently, Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
And it took a long time to become hot. And then finally, when it was hot, my father knocked it over and spilt it everywhere. And at this point, we decided to just go and borrow the kettle that my sister had. Because, as I said, she was staying in this like wooden house. And she had electricity, and she had a sink, and all of this kind of stuff. So it was quicker to just go and make a cup of tea there. But it took a long time to get that cup of tea, and I didn't really sit outside when I was drinking it. I think maybe I sat on the balcony, so it didn't feel like I was really, really outside. But yeah, it was nice enough. Anyway, on the first day, we went down into the town, and it was windy. It was like, when you got down to the beach, wow, there was a lot of wind coming off the beach. And it was blowing the sand up into our eyes. So you had to like keep walking forwards and close your eyes as much as you can, but just leave a little gap so that you can still see when you're looking at the ground, just to try and keep the sand from out of our eyes. The town itself was quite a nice town, like small, rather small, quite sort of traditional. And again, like the last place we went to, Minehead, this had like a combination of like a beach and all of this sort of nature behind it. But this was even better in that aspect. Like it had a nicer beach, I think. Much nicer beach, and the waters had that nice sort of like aqua blue turquoisey, like greenish blue color to them, which is nice. And there was a lot more like nature right at the back, like these very, very big hills or sort of like mountains everywhere, and this big river running out to the ocean. And you could see all this line, this line of mountains going off into the distance, which was really nice, because I do like mountains. I like mountains, and I like seeing when they're covered in cloud as well. That's good. And it had a harbour, so lots of boats were in this harbour, and an old, very, very long old bridge for a train, although pedestrians, people, could walk across this bridge too. And it was, that's a long bridge. It went all the way across this river, and it was a big river. So yeah, just a nice town. Not too much there. It was missing some of like the popular chain shops that we normally get. So there's a bakery called Greg's where they serve all kinds of things. Pasties. What else? Cakes, sandwiches, coffee, tea, all that kind of stuff. There wasn't a Greg's. I think normally we would go to Greg's if we wanted that kind of food, because it's, when you're in a new place and you don't know anything, it's just a safe bet. That means it's like, you know what you're going to get. I don't think Greg's is, it's okay, maybe the food is good at best. It's not amazing. It's just okay. But I suppose if you don't pick Greg's, then it's a gamble. You might get something really good or you might get something really bad. But there wasn't a Greg's because this town is so small. So we just picked this bakery, like an independent bakery. And I'm really glad we did, because it was like, I don't know, about two times better than Greg's, I think. Like I had a cheese and onion pasty from there, and it was really good. Like completely different to the sort of, I don't know, the not so good stuff that you get at Greg's. It didn't have a Wetherspoons, which is a shame. Because of the prices of the drinks and Wetherspoons. You can't, Wetherspoons, again, it's not great, but you can't argue with the prices of the drinks. It's like £2 for a pint of beer, or like the cheaper one they do, which is about £1 something, I don't know, is it 150, 160 for a pint of beer? Anyway, we weren't going to go into a pub this holiday because we had small children with us, although I suppose we could have done, and I had an afternoon drink, but I don't like drinking in the afternoon. Anyway, I'm going to leave this there for now and pick it up in the next episode. So until then, bye-bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Thanks for listening until the very end of the show. If you've enjoyed this episode, please give my podcast a rating, or if you have the time, write a review. It's a really nice way of letting me know you enjoy these episodes and encourages me to make more of them for you. Thanks very much and have a lovely day.